I'm telling you, she'll take the drain the life right out of you.
Get me out of here.
I love her, but I'm telling you, she's gonna
brutal.
She can beat you up a little bit. Sky's right now going, I'm just happy it isn't me.
No part of this.
What? What?
I'm just over here.
Celebrity run-ins.
What?
What? I have to tell you guys about the time I partied with Steve-O up in Hollywood?
Yes.
Oh. Didn't you smoke marijuana with him?
Allegedly.
No.
You didn't?
Smoke weed with him?
Yeah.
No, we got bombed together, and then he, like, opened up
no,
to me.
Mike, we've been through a lot together, bro. You know I wouldn't do something like that. I sniffed paint out of a paper bag with him for, like, 3 hours, but...
Well, but not weed.
That's legal.
I ran into Trevor Hoffman at the Starbucks. That was really cool, and he was really nice. Who have you randomly run into, Eddie?
Oh, man.
Sky?
I ran into...
No, I'm saying he ran into Sky one time.
Oh, I stay far away.
To hit in that Sky?
Gosh. I know there's some. My brain is mush.
Brad, have you ever run into somebody randomly?
Yeah. I mean,
talking about Hollywood here? Of course he has.
He lived in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Come on.
Who did you run into? Who's the most famous person you ran into in Hollywood, just randomly?
Madonna.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Matsuhita. Lunch.
No kidding.
Yeah, Nobu's place up on La Cienega. Just in there having a client lunch, and in walks Madonna and some guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, in L.A., when it's a Madonna, does it still kind of stop people, or is everybody like, oh, whatever?
You know what? There are two kinds of people in Los Angeles. One is the one that gets stopped. The one that is like, oh, my God. It's Madonna, and they come running over with an autograph book, and will you sign this?
Mm-hmm.
The other kind is the kind that will not even acknowledge the human being that's there.
Right.
It's kind of the whatever.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like the...
Right.
And... Yeah.
She has gas, too.
Yeah. Like you know what I mean? Like, kind of whatever.
Right.
Like, phony.
Right. Phony baloney.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I noticed something when you were saying that. I never refer to Los Angeles as L.A.
What do you mean?
I have a thing where I will not refer to Los Angeles as L.A. I always refer to it as Los Angeles.
Really?
You like going the long way.
Yeah, and you said Los Angeles?
Yeah.
Right there? And it made me think of it, how I only say Los Angeles.
L.A.
I don't like to say L.A.
Why?
Issues.
No, it isn't an issues thing. Like, because I'll tell you when it's issues, because I'm pretty good with nailing it when it's issues. No, this one is, I think it's cooler. I think it's cooler to say Los Angeles.
Is that like...
Because nobody does. Most people say L.A. So I think it's cooler to say Los Angeles.
Hmm. Sean.
Everybody be very quiet. He's trying to get some sleep. He's very, very sleepy.
If you didn't know,
very sleepy.
Just get some shut eye.
He's cute when he's tired. You know what? It's really easy to sleep when there's flash photography going off in your face.
And furries running around outside.
Exactly.
An angry panda when you wake them up.
Do you think instead of counting sheep, he counts furries?
No.
Oh, beavers.
Rob, I'm not
asking for trouble everywhere.
Any more jokes.
Yeah, Rob.
Oh. You know what I've noticed as the show has gone on a little bit?
What?
Rob becomes a little bit of a... au Jean provocateur,
yeah.
if you will.
What the hell did you do?
Mm-hmm. I had that when I was 17.
Did you just make that up, Christian?
No, I didn't just make that up.
What does it mean, though?
Kind of someone who likes to instigate. Someone that likes to kind of...
Stir the pot.
Yeah, stir the pot, poke the leopard with a stick. Or you know, panda. I mean, that kind of thing.
Or the panda.
Panda with a stick.
Au Jean provocateur.
What up?
I like that.
It's a little French for you.
He knows some pretty good words. Crush It taught me the word proselytize.
Yep.
Never heard it.
Hey.
Yep.
This guy got kicked out of New Orleans for that.
There you go again.
That's what I mean.
She was proselytizing at the bar at Harrah's.
Undercover
cop walked up, said, "Hey, if you're a prostitute,
yeah, you can't do that in here.
That's fine. But,
get out of here, you.
But you can't really be proselytizing.
Not
around
here
in this place like this.
Not here.
Jay, is it the egg sandwich smell that's driving you nuts? Is that what's going on?
I don't know. I was gonna cough earlier and I forgot to take my shirt back down.
Do you think Jay's getting a little punchy?
Yeah, I think Jay's starting to lose it now. Don't start crying, bro. I don't need it.
One's enough.
Yeah.
When you said that thing about me,
it hurt me.
It's awful.
Oh, no. You doing all right, Ash?
Yeah.
It was a good, it got worked out, right? With Rob.
I'm just totally dropping it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But you guys are good, right?
Sounds dropped. I'm sorry.
You're going to be in her doghouse.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You're going to be in her doghouse. I apologize.
You don't
want to be there.
Ash, I'm sorry.
I don't even know what you said.
I know.
All right, let's read you a couple of emails. Hey, Mikey, I'm surprised Sean would wear those fur outfits, given that he's a germaphobe. Those mascot outfits are sweat-stained bacteria factories that can't ever be cleaned. On another note, sky's a beating. Sean, what do you think?
I agree with you. Hey! A biggity boy! Mm-hmm. What up? He owns his own outfits, from what I understand.
It's not like he's renting them.
No way, man.
And putting on other people's fur.
Yeah. That would be crazy.
Weird. And that would be weird.
Yeah.
That would be uncomfortably weird.
Yeah. No way, dude.
Hey, Mikey, I've been trying to get people to listen to your show. This is the best time to get people to listen. Thanks to Sky's mom, I got 3 new listeners.
Did you hear Crush It?
Say that again?
Did you hear Sky's mom on the air?
No, I didn't. When was that?
Unbelievable.
Did she bring it?
Oh, yeah.
She threw me under the bus, if that's what you mean by bringing
it.
Like, what did
she... We played the newlywed game?
Yeah. Well,
with our... What do we call them? Mother Knows Best. And it was basically the newlywed game with our mothers.
Oh, God.
And so we came around to Sky, and the question to her mother... was, and they both had to write down the answer, and if they match, they get a point.
Mm-hmm.
What was your child's worst injury? And so Sky puts broken collarbone. And her mother says, well, her mother tells the sunburn story.
No, she didn't.
Oh, dude.
Right?
And when she
starts... That was the worst injury?
Do we have it?
Yeah, you want to hear it?
Oh, yeah. Where is it? Where is it?
I'm getting it.
No. So you felt like you had a broken collarbone.
Well,
okay?
I did have a broken collarbone, but my mom...
Don't say it, Sky.
Yeah, we got to play it. It's so good.
Tell me when you got
one
it.
One of my favorite moments ever.
Right.
This is a good moment.
Ever.
So right.
And you're supposed to be in sync with your mom, right?
Well, totally.
It's long.
And it's mom.
And, I mean, granted, she was right, but she didn't have
Should
to...
Should play the whole thing, Eddie?
Elaborate and tell all the stories.
It's good, dude. It's
pretty
good.
It's brilliant.
It's a pretty... amazing moment on the radio. It's long, but it's pretty good stuff. Yeah, yeah. Check this out.
I love my mama and you love your mama. Everybody loves their mama because their mother knows best. I love my mama and you love your mama. Everybody loves their mother because...
It's time to play Mother Knows Best.
Sean's our host.
Donnie O.
Hello and welcome
to Mama Knows Best. Now.
Is it Mama Knows Best or Mother Knows Best?
It's Mother, but okay. It doesn't matter. Who cares?
Mama, Mother, whatever.
Mama Knows Best.
Mama.
The idea here is It's just like the newlywed game. Only it's our moms.
Oh, no.
We are going to have three people playing, and you got to call and pick a horse. Will you pick me and my mom? Will you pick Eddie and his mom? Or will you pick Skye and her mom? Skye, have I ever spoke to your mother?
Leonard.
Have I ever talked to your mom?
I don't know.
I do not believe so.
I know my mom met Eddie a couple of years ago after the 28-hour show.
Skinnerd.
But I don't know him.
Okay, so what we'll do is first, we're going to get some listeners on the line, and we're going to see who they want to pick, who they're going to hitch their little wagon to. Carissa, who would you like to take?
Skye.
Not bad.
Yeah.
It's a good choice. Hang on. Skye, I think you'll do pretty good.
I hope so.
Logan, who do you want to take?
I want to take Mikey.
Bad choice.
Right?
Your mom loves you.
She does love you.
You realize, Logan, that the whole idea here is that my answers and my mother's answers will match. But that's fine. That's fine.
Hey, man, I just moved here like a year ago. I'm a new P1, so I'm just hoping for the best, man.
All right, cool. Hang on the line.
Your mom loves you and knows probably everything there is to know about you.
I don't know if I ever told you guys this, though.
Oh, no.
What?
Come on.
Yeah, I'll save it for later. P1's C is on the line.
Hi.
C, how are you?
I'm doing good. I love your show. I've been listening since 6 this morning.
Very nice.
Yeah.
You are going to hitch your wagon to Eddie and his mom, okay?
All right.
We got this, C.
Hang on the line.
Okay.
Now, it's like the newlywed game.
Woo!
And what's going to happen is Sean is going to ask us questions. We're going to write down our answers. And then we're going to see if it matches what our mothers would say. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Let's give it a shot. Let's get the moms on the line. Mom, are you there?
Yes, I am.
There's my mom.
Oh, Mother of the Year.
There is my mom. And let's get Skye's mom on the air. Are you there, Leonard Skinnerd?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Hi, Mom.
Hang on the line.
Hi, babe.
And Eddie's mom, Peggy, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi,
yeah,
Peggy.
Moms.
Hey.
What up?
This is awesome.
Yo, what's up, Mom?
Yeah.
We got a lot of mom stuff going on here right now.
Awesome.
All right, so Sean, you're going to be in charge of asking the questions. We will all write down our answers. The person who gets the most answers matched correctly will win for their person representing them on the phone. Sean, whenever you're ready.
Okay. The first question is... What?
I love your announcer.
Doing my best.
That's his host voice.
Yeah, I like it.
The first question will be for everyone.
Yes.
What was your kid's favorite Halloween costume?
What was your kid's favorite
Halloween costume? Think carefully, mothers. We need to see if
we can
get
someone. I think you have that bed there, Mike, if you want it.
Let me see. Is it on page
one? Did you
put that up? Yeah. What page?
Oh, it is up.
On the game show page or the front page?
All openers and stuff are in front pages.
Where's the music?
It's in white.
What's it called? No, that's the open, Ash.
The theme, remember?
Where's the theme?
Newlywed game theme?
It's in white.
Oh, okay, I got it, yeah.
There we go.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Mama Knows Best.
All right.
All right, so we've just asked our first question. Question was, what was your kid's favorite Halloween costume?
All right, don't say yet, moms. We all have to write down our answers. And after we write down our answers, then we will go to you and ask you what you've written. Let's see.
Oh, man.
Okay, I got mine. You guys got yours?
I'm ready to go.
All right, we're ready to go. Mom, we will begin with you.
Uh-oh.
Sorry. Sean, you go.
That's all right. Okay, so we'll go to couple number one, Mike and Esther. Esther, what was your kid's favorite costume?
I think it was a scarecrow.
You were a scarecrow?
Awesome.
You know, I got to give her credit. Yeah. I got to give her credit because I believe that one year I actually was a scarecrow.
No kidding?
Yeah, 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 for sure.
That sounds awesome.
And I didn't know what my favorite one was, so I just wrote vampire. But now that she reminds me of the scarecrow, I'm like, yeah, that's actually better than my answer,
Mom. Sorry, guy.
Not bad.
No points there.
Good job, Esther.
All right, couple number two, Eddie and Peggy. Peggy, what was your answer?
Well, my first answer was Grover of Sesame Street.
Aww.
However, I think he's probably going to go with Star Wars character.
Can you be more specific?
Mother.
Oh, no. Well.
God, Mom.
Oh, no.
First of all.
This sounds bad. Eddie said Cookie
mad.
Monster.
It was Cookie
she
Monster,
made it
Mom.
For me.
Oh, it wasn't
right,
Grover.
You made
I'm so
it.
Sorry.
You
it was Cookie
it.
Monster, and my mom made it.
Oh.
It had eyes on the top of the outfit, and they would shake when I would shake.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Mother.
Character.
God. We trying to win here, Mom.
Okay, hey, chill out.
Yeah, okay, so, I think she's.
So far, no points on the board. Let's go to couple number three, Sky and Lynn. Lynn, your child's favorite Halloween costume.
Oh, I think I'm probably overthinking this, babe, but of course, there's the cat. You know, you love the cat. But that's when you were a grown-up kid. You were in the cat costume, right? So I think it has to be when you had the nice, long, poofy dress, and you were, today, a princess.
Aww.
Princess
and you pooped
Sky,
in the
your
dress?
Your answer was a punk rocker.
Mom, I couldn't remember, and I just remember that picture when we went to the mixer with all the exchange students.
Moms don't know us at all.
And I was dressed as the punk rocker. We had Japanese exchange students, and we had a Halloween mixer.
And Sky, is it true you really pooped in the dress?
She said poofy dress.
Oh my goodness. I am so sorry. I thought she said she pooped in the
dress. I bet you got no candy.
Oh my goodness.
Stop it.
Hey, at least mine mom had somewhat of an idea. She had Sesame Street, right?
So technically you're in the lead.
Yeah, and Cat was going to be one of my answers, Mom.
Hey, and Scarecrow was actually my favorite costume.
That's not
just too bad you didn't remember.
I just didn't remember that. Good job,
Mom. Again, proving Esther is the best.
Let's move on.
This is true.
Let's move on to question number two.
Yes.
All right.
Still for the moms, right?
Yes.
Okay.
They're all for the moms.
All right, moms, here we go. Next question is, what was your child's favorite television show?
Easy.
Your child's favorite television show.
Good boy.
Wait a minute, Mom. Don't answer yet. Don't answer
I'll call on you. Don't get ahead of yourself.
Sean.
All right, everyone ready?
Uh-huh. I'm ready.
Okay, we're going to start this time with couple number two, Eddie and Peggy. Peggy, what was your child's favorite television show?
Well, this is difficult if you're talking about a young child or a teenage child.
That's true.
Yeah.
See, that's what I was thinking when I was writing.
That's kind of tough, and if I'm going with his favorite, it would be the WWE championship thing. Wrestling.
Okay.
He watched that. Continuously.
All right. Eddie, what was your answer? Eddie said the Brady Bunch.
I didn't know that.
Eddie,
you may say the Dukes of Hazzard.
You can put two answers down.
Brady Bunch was my answer, but
what would have happened if she would have said Dukes of Hazzard?
I would have been mad because I would have screwed up.
Whatever.
But she didn't.
Mom, I watched the Brady Bunch every single day.
Eddie. Come on, Eddie.
Do you even know me? I know I was a latchkey kid, but come on.
All right, let's go to couple number three, Sky and Lynn. Lynn, what was your child's favorite television show?
Oh, this is an easy one because she recorded every episode. Beverly Hills
90210. Beverly Hills 90210.
Is that it, Sky? Is it Beverly Hills 90210?
Oh, no. Sky said Sesame Street was her favorite show.
No, but you're right, Mom. I recorded every episode. Well, I was going with, the real young kid.
Oh, okay. Let's do that.
No, Sky said she watched Sesame Street up until 18 years old.
But no, you're right, Mom. Your answer.
And then it got too advanced for her.
Exactly.
Oh, you're all so funny.
Well,
Couple number one, Mike and Esther. Esther, what was Mike's favorite television show as a kid?
Well, I can't think of the name, but it was really, really scary. It would have, this announcer that would come on, and his voice was really, Mike, do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
No helping.
But I can't remember the name.
She's not going to be able to remember the name.
Oh.
But I know which one.
You can't remember the name of it, Mom?
No, not at all. Dad doesn't either.
No cheating.
Take a guess. Just take a guess.
Take a guess.
Oh, my goodness.
Just say any scary name show.
Shoot, I can't remember anything, Mike.
Man.
Well, what did you say, Mike?
Twilight
Mike said the Twilight Zone. It
that
sounds like that could have been it.
Rod Serling, the whole thing. Ma, you had it, Ma.
That's what you put, Mike?
Yeah, that's what I put. You got it right. We didn't get it right because you didn't think of the name, but you did know what it was for sure.
Wow.
Okay. You guys all knew what I meant.
Okay,
all
here
right.
we go.
Moving on to
Mom.
Question number three. Mothers, what would you say your child did to get in the most trouble? What did they do to get in the most trouble?
Like a singular incident or?
What did your kid do to get in the most trouble? I would say that's a singular incident.
Singular incident.
Oh, a singular incident.
Yeah.
Okay.
A singular incident. What did he do to get in the most trouble? Wow.
What did they do to get in the most trouble?
It's hard because I think I know what my mom's going to say, but it's not the right answer.
Right.
Eddie, what? How rude is
that? I've already written it down.
Okay.
All
right, I got mine.
Okay, I'm ready.
Everyone ready?
Everyone's ready.
We'll start with couple number three, Sky and Lynn. Lynn, what did Sky do to get in the most trouble?
Oh, gosh. Oh.
So much, Eileen.
This is tough because...
It's hard to decide.
Yeah, so many things.
But don't you joke about with them, Mom. You
that
know
time
that's
she stole
not
ham.
True.
Oh, yeah. Lucy, there was the growing and smoking weed. That
holy cow.
Oh, my God.
Holy gosh. Oh, my goodness. Wow, and, look at Sky. She's
got
mortified.
You got in trouble for that?
Wow. Wait a minute, Mom.
Now.
Mom, she grew the weed?
Oh, my gosh.
Your daughter was a pot farmer?
Oh, I cannot believe you. Allegedly.
There's no proof to that.
Never convicted in a court of law.
Never convicted of a crime.
Holy crap.
Sky, what did you put?
Is that your answer, Mom?
No. I'm just brainstorming. I'm with myself.
Well, can you please not brainstorm out loud?
No, Sky, she's going through your list of felonies.
The laundry list.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a time she counterfeited money.
The one time.
Always an indictment, never a conviction.
Yeah.
She killed a hobo.
Right?
Just to watch him die.
Allegedly.
Okay, but when you were a kid, I'm thinking not cleaning your room.
Not cleaning your room. All right, Sky, what did you say? No, Sky said driving over 17 with young driver. What is that?
I wasn't allowed to drive over the Highway 17 in the Bay Area, which goes over the Santa Cruz Mountains with a young driver. And I said I was going to the mall for the day. And I really went over the hill and got caught.
Who you think get any right?
And was in big trouble.
All right, whatever.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that one.
Couple number one.
But what about all the hate crime?
Couple number one, Mike
We're
and
on
Esther.
The radio.
Esther, what would you say Mike did to get in the most trouble?
The time she shot Reagan.
In Yuma, Arizona, there was something to do with a door, and I think Mike put something into a hole in the door, and then Danny came along, and was that it, Mike?
Mom, that is the correct answer. I didn't think that you would remember it. That's the right answer. I went with what I thought she'd remember, which is throwing rocks at the windows. And I should have put that. I should have put that because I've told that story on the air a million times.
Yeah, you have.
And me and my mom would be in the lead right now. Mom, you were right. I was the one that wrote the wrong answer.
Again.
Again.
Dude, your mom's killing it.
I know it. I can't believe it. Mom, you're doing the best.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm screwing it up.
All right, couple number two, Eddie and Peggy.
Okay, Mom,
Eddie,
here we go.
What did, or Peggy, what did Eddie do to get in the most trouble?
Wait, this is really hard because we're
talking
about
Eddie,
not
Beth.
And, you know, that...
It was Eddie, not Beth.
Yeah, it was Eddie, not Beth. And so that makes it really, really hard. He was a little giddy guy.
You're so cute.
Perfect. You're perfect.
He was a little giddy guy?
He's just goody guy. He just wouldn't clean his room. That would be my first answer.
Wouldn't clean his room?
Apparently, she doesn't remember all those strows that we stole from Mr.
No,
Jim.
Well, Eddie, what did you say? No, Eddie said... Stole soda from a neighbor. We'll say something about my sister, he put.
Oh, yes. That was the one time he did something wrong.
Wow, Eddie. You did something wrong one time.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
And I
got in big trouble for that.
Yeah.
So while you were stealing soda, something all kids would do, Sky was growing weed. Interesting. Interesting.
Very similar background.
Very similar.
Mom!
Yeah, it's like they mirror each other.
And it was only, like, one soda.
No, right. It was a case.
Well, whatever.
One case is what you meant.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
So far...
I was thirsty.
Right.
So far, we don't have anyone on the board at this point.
We're doing great.
Come on, Mom.
All right. Mothers, here we go. Question number four. Who would you say was your child's childhood best friend? Who was their childhood best friend?
That's easy.
Not adult, childhood. Who was their childhood best friend? Everyone's still writing their answer. Mike, finishing up his. Sky's done.
Childhood.
Childhood best friend.
No, I don't know. Eddie.
Up to what age?
Yeah, I want to know that too.
Childhood.
When does childhood end?
Teens,
I guess. Teens.
It ends in the teens?
Yeah.
So up until 12.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dang it. I don't know.
Man, someone get on the board.
Mike, that's hard because we moved a lot.
That's what I was just thinking.
Yeah.
I was just thinking the same exact thing.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
All right. Couple number one, Mike and Esther still have nothing on the board. Esther, who was Mike's best childhood best friend?
Can I say Michael Carver?
You can say whatever you want.
Sure, you can say Michael Carver.
Michael Carver.
Michael Carver it is.
Star of the Halloween movies.
Mikey, what did you put?
I put Mike Duke.
Mike Duke.
But that was older, Mike.
I know, but my childhood best friend was actually Mike Parsons in Yuma.
Did you know anybody named other than Mike?
Michael Carver.
Yeah,
Michael Carver was my friend. Michael Carver was my friend in Georgia, Mom. I was like 4 years old.
Yeah.
Wow, your mom knows that?
I couldn't remember the one in Yuma. But I knew him.
There you go.
I remembered him.
All right. You got this one.
Shawnee.
All right. Couple number two, Eddie and Peggy. Peggy, who was Eddie's childhood best friend?
Well, it's either Glenn Pacheco or Eddie Sandoval. I think I'll go with Eddie Sandoval.
And that's exactly what Eddie said.
Yes! There you go. Yeah.
There you go.
We got someone on the board.
We're on the board, man.
We finally got someone on the board.
So Mikey hung out with Mikey's. Eddie hung out with Eddie's.
Yeah, we're Namus.
We're Namus.
Good job, Mom.
Thank you.
Yes.
Couple number three, Sky and Lynn. Lynn, who was Sky's childhood best friend?
Oh, this is really tough because she had a lot of them, but it's either...
They were her customers.
It's
either.
Stop it.
Well, she was a grower.
Yeah. Stop.
A grower, she was a great connection.
You have customers. That's why you grow it.
You guys are jerks. Awesome.
Well, who are you going to sell it to?
All right, please.
All righty. Let me see. Okay, it's either Carrie or Kim. But when you say up till 12, I think I'd have to go with Kim Adams.
Kim Adams, Sky? Yeah.
Sky, was it Kim Adams?
No, I put Jenny, and then I put Mace Carey.
Oh.
Jenny from the block.
That's right.
Oh, I thought that was...
Yes.
All right, Shawnee.
All right, question number 5.
We're on fire now, Mom.
Moms?
We got this one, Mom.
Right.
What do you have?
Mom, we're going to get this one right.
Okay, Moms. What food would you say your kid hates the most?
Oh, boy.
What food do they hate the most?
So easy.
What food do they hate the most?
Food.
Oh, that's
yes,
hard.
Food.
There's so many for Sky.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we'll get this one out of the park, Sky.
This
will
be a good
one. Sky, it's such a trip. Well, she knows to do it.
That's on your birth certificate, right?
Right.
So cute.
Everyone have their answers?
Got
mine.
All right. We're going to start this time with couple number 2, Eddie and Peggy. Peggy, what was Eddie's most hated food as a child?
Oh, my gosh. This is a hard one.
Mm-hmm.
He likes almost everything. Oh, my gosh. I'm thinking something to do with seafood. Cioppino.
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 Nobody even knows what that
is.
What is that?
Eddie, you don't like Cioppino?
Isn't that the girl that Isaiah Thomas harassed?
That totally blows. I brought a whole bunch of Cioppino in that I was going to pull out here in a second. And
now
it's all going to go to waste.
No, actually, Eddie said bell peppers.
You know that, Mom.
Bell peppers.
Yes, you're right, I do.
Moving on to couple number 3, Sky and Lynn. Lynn.
No doubt about it, fish.
Yes!
Oh, yes, she got it.
Wow. Way to go, Mom.
All right, Mom, get this one, and we're on the board, too.
All right.
Couple number 1, Mikey and Esther. Esther, what is your answer?
The only thing I can think of is cauliflower. He likes everything.
Cauliflower?
Including cauliflower.
No, actually, Mikey said cantaloupe.
But I do like cauliflower.
Okay. Have you ever not liked
Maybe
cauliflower?
Maybe she got confused.
I've always enjoyed cauliflower.
What can you do?
Maybe she got confused.
Well,
they
she's
both start
got
with
a lot
C.
of sons to keep track
they
of.
Both
Maybe
start
that's Mark.
No.
With a C.
Could be Mark.
Did everybody get on the board except us?
Yeah. But don't worry about it, Mom. We'll get them.
You better get them fast, dude.
Cue the music.
All right.
Last question.
We have 2 more.
Oh, 2 more.
Second
two
to more. The last.
Ask like where we were born.
Your mom won't remember.
Question.
She didn't know your birthday.
Okay.
Eddie.
All right, here we go. We
question
got it.
Question number 6.
Okay.
Moms, what was your kid's worst injury?
Oh, boy.
Aw,
laughing.
Hard question. We got this one.
Yeah, we do.
Your kid's worst injury.
Oh, I know. Mike,
so
you
cute.
Better put the same as I'm thinking.
Okay. That's the point of the game.
Keep going, Mester. I love this.
Oh, this is tough. I was injured a lot.
Okay.
Wait.
Oh, come on, Mike. Hurry it up.
Let's go, bro.
You better put what your mom's thinking.
Yes. She'll be the first to tell you that.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Starting with couple number 3, Sky and Lynn. Lynn, your kid's worst injury.
Well, I don't know if you ever heard the story, but there was one day she went to the beach, and the next day she had quite a sunburn.
Oh my God.
Shut the hell up.
No.
This is not happening.
I want a new partner.
This is a moment.
This is a moment.
I want a new
this is happening on the air right now. I want everyone to know this is the greatest.
I love Sky's mom.
Wait, let me get this right. Let me get this right.
You read news.
Let me get this right. So my mom is, we could clinch the game right now, but my mom's going to take the opportunity to do a bit.
No, she answered the question, lady.
Is she doing a bit?
No, she answered the question.
I thought she was really answering
that. Let her finish.
Answered the question.
I don't know the story.
Yeah, just finish it. What, and anyways, so she went to the beach.
For new listeners.
And what happened, Mom?
Oh, it was awful. She had been taking this medication.
Yes, it was called ortho-tricycline.
Oh,
yeah. And
pill paste.
It made her skin really sensitive. And so the next day she went to work. She was outside having lunch, and she had a blouse on and everything, but the sun went right through her blouse.
Really, never heard that before.
I haven't. It's a new wrinkle.
Explained it. So she called me at home, and when I picked up the phone, she goes, please be home, please be home. And she was crying. Yeah, it's true.
This is the greatest moment of all time.
I love it.
It's the greatest moment of all time. It's happening right now.
Oh, my God.
It's happening right now.
Was there a phone call?
Oh, my gosh.
So the poor thing. So I picked her up and.
Where was she calling from?
Where was she calling from?
Oh, she was calling from the San Jose station.
Oh, my gosh.
We lived in San Jose.
She was at work?
She was at the radio station.
You don't say.
At work in the middle of the afternoon show.
Oh.
And then she was doing, I think she was supposed to be in charge of traffic reports at that time. And so we're in the car and we have the radio on to the station and we hear the traffic music. But no traffic report. Anyway, in the meantime,
this just gets better and better and better. Oh my goodness, do I love it!
Oh, she's laying in the back seat in agony. Anyway, and then we're hearing this, and she goes, "Oh no!"
What happened when you got home?
Yeah, tinkle.
Yeah, to our house, my house, she laid down outside. I got some ice. We called Kaiser, and they said, as a last resort, put urine on it, on the sunburn.
Last resort.
As a last resort.
Last resort.
Yeah.
They really exhausted painful. The options.
Well,
all
we
other
put
options.
Ice.
Yeah, all other options. You know,
ice
like coffee grounds, aloe, banana peel,
peanut
everything.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
Yeah. Wrong story.
Weed.
Butter. And
weed.
So I gave
Hemp
her a
oil.
Jar, and we put it into a spray bottle. So I.
Spray bottle!
Oh, my God.
Spray bottle!
No!
I'm going to throw this
a
in there.
Spray bottle? Hemp.
Spray bottle.
A spray bottle, and I sprayed it on, and I don't know if it really did anything, to tell you the truth.
Oh, it did something.
It made for the greatest
it
radio ever.
It created the greatest radio story of all time.
Wow.
Of all time.
So, babe,
I love your mother.
Guess?
Yeah, she is so good.
So, babe, is that your guess?
Sky, you put that too, right?
That's what she says after that.
Oh, Sky put a broken collarbone. What's that?
Oh, wow.
What is that?
Do you not remember?
Do you remember that, Mom? When I broke my, when I actually broke a bone?
Yeah, but you know what? You were in worse pain with the sunburn.
Oh!
Well, that's probably, you're right,
God.
You're right. I actually probably was.
My God.
No.
I probably was.
No.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
Wow.
I
want
to go.
This is radio history.
No
Unbelievable.
Way.
Oh, this is fantastic.
Outrageous.
Great, Mom.
Guys. Okay.
Wow.
I can't believe you. First the weed and then that.
Greatest game ever. We may have to do this every week.
Oh, yeah. But just Sky and her mom.
All right. Let's move on to couple number one, Mikey and Esther. Esther, what would you say was Mikey's worst injury?
When he was real young, Mark, our oldest son, grabbed him with his little arms straight up, and he was swinging him around, and they got stuck that way. We had to rush him to the emergency room. I hope that's what you put, Mike.
Mikey put Mark pulled arms out of sockets.
Nice work.
You got it, Mom. We're on the board.
All tied up.
You got it. Yeah, he pulled my arms right out of their sockets. He was holding me by the wrists.
Ouch.
And we were having fun, you know. He was standing up, and he was swinging me around in circles, and he was like, you know, and all of a sudden my arms went pop, pop.
Oh, gross.
And when it happened, when it happened, it made a noise, and he felt them come out of the socket, and it scared him, so he let go of me, and I went flying in the air with the arms out of the socket. It's a truth.
Ouch.
Oh, that's right. That's why he and I are so close.
Okay.
All right, moving on to couple number two, Eddie and Peggy. Peggy, what was Eddie's worst injury?
Okay, well, here we go again with two possibilities. Mm. There's one that his dad and I still have a lot of guilty feelings about. It was he broke an ankle. He was playing basketball and jumped up and came down and broke his ankle. But the bad part is his dad and I had just sat down to take a breather, and he's banging on the window, and I told Jim, go tell him to shut up. I'm taking a break. I want to rest. And when he went out, he had a broken ankle.
Oh.
He felt so bad. Oh, my God, he felt so bad. And then the other injury that I'm thinking about is when he embedded a nail in his calf.
Oh, my God.
Pretty awful. And he was playing a warrior with his best friend, Eddie Sandoval. He managed to get a nail embedded in his calf. So, oh, my gosh, and they both were just awful. I'm going to go with a broken ankle.
Broken ankle, Eddie said. Broken ankle.
Yeah,
broken
ankle.
Eddie's in the lead.
You don't care. Put him on a ball.
The nail didn't even hurt.
Oh, yeah. Well,
it didn't hurt. It just bled a lot because it hit a vein.
Well, it was a puncture wound, very deep.
Mm. All right.
Yeah. That, and I broke my nose. I broke my ribs. And I almost drowned multiple times.
Yeah, I'm really surprised that the worst injury was not that bed of the truck.
Oh, that was one of the times I broke my nose.
Ooh, good one, Mike.
The bed of the truck when you guys were over at Auntie Bond's, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was riding my bike, and some guy had the bed of his truck down, and I didn't see it. I turned the corner and ran face first into it so loud that they heard it inside the house.
Oh, my God.
That is crazy.
Oh, that's awful.
Crazy.
That was the first time I broke my nose.
Huh.
All right. Oh. This is the last question.
We got this, Mom.
Come on, Mom. We can wrap it up right here.
No. It's ours.
All right. Moms, when have you been the most proud of your child?
Mm.
Oh, that is crazy.
When have you been the most proud of your child?
So this could be any time in life at all?
Guess so.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
That's easy.
I don't
think my mom's ever been proud of me.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Oh, what the time, babe?
I don't know.
I'm just smoking sunburn.
Well, wait a second.
I know.
There was that time you got Dope Dealer of the Year. Remember that? That was a pretty proud moment.
Okay.
Can we give two answers?
No. Got to pick one.
Sky, you done?
Yeah.
All right. So let's start again with couple number one. Mikey and Esther, you have a total of 1 point. You could get another one and possibly tie it up. Esther, when have you been the most proud of Mikey?
I want to give two, but I this is how I feel. When Jake was born, when he had him in his arms, they handed him to Mikey, the look on his face.
Okay, so you say when Jake was born?
Yes.
And Mike says, when Jake was born.
Yay! Yeah!
Very nice.
All right.
Even though you had very little to do with that.
I didn't have very much to do with it, but I was very proud. She's right. When they stuck him in my arms, I was
just... That's cool, though.
Couldn't believe it. Very good, Ma.
All right. Going to couple number three, Sky and Lynn. You have a total of 1 point.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, we're going
to... I'm doing a dramatic thing.
Oh, we're doing a dramatic thing. I'm sorry.
Okay, first, I'm really thinking all the help with family issues along the years. Those have been awesome, too, with family health issues. But when you picked up the cat from the road and took care of that cat, all the compassion. But I think probably the time that I really beamed with pride was at your college graduation.
College graduation. Okay, Sky, you said her wedding day.
Oh, that wasn't that big a deal.
No.
Yeah, nobody cared about that.
Not really.
I thought about that, but I said,
came in fourth, but I'll tell you what.
but I didn't even really walk the stage. I don't...
You know what, though? You helped that kitty cat that one time. Miracle.
Baby Miracle.
Baby Miracle.
What the hell is that?
Baby Miracle.
What?
It was a cat.
I don't want to know. I'm ready.
All right. Well. Finally, going to couple number two. Eddie and Peggy, you currently have 2 points.
We can win.
You are tied with Mikey and Esther.
Uh-oh.
If you get this one correct, you will win and take it all home.
Oh, my gosh.
Peggy.
Talk about pressure.
Peggy.
Yeah.
When have you been the most proud of Eddie?
Well, I'm going to say the most recent was his wedding.
His wedding?
Because I was extremely proud of how he and Deborah did everything in preparation for the wedding. It was just a fantastically beautiful wedding, and I was very proud.
All right, and Eddie, you say? Eddie says getting married.
Yes! 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 Mom, you did it!
So, couple number two, Eddie and Peggy.
Well done. Woo! And P1C, are you there?
I am here. So
I'm so happy.
There you go. Eddie and his mom won for you.
Yeah. Shake and bake, Eddie.
Oh. Hang on the line, C.
I will. Thank you.
Lynn, thank you for one of the most incredible moments ever.
You're welcome.
You did a great job.
The greatest thing ever.
Thank you very much. And, Mom, I'm very proud of you. You did incredible.
I can't believe it myself.
You did really good. You did really good. All right, thanks, moms.
Aww.
Thank all
love
of you.
Bye.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye, Mom.
Oh, goodness.
Wow, that was incredible.
See, I
don't even know what to say.
What was she thinking?
Wow. And wow. I want that on a CD, and I just want to listen to it on loop.
Oh,
it was incredible.
Weed.
It was
amazing.
Incredible. It was incredible.
I mean, the timing of it.
Oh, everything was just awesome.
Starting it with the, I don't know if you've heard this story.
Oh.
Your mom is a genius. I love her.
Spray bottle.
If she weren't already taken.
Hey.
Spray bottle.
You said it was in a big gulp cup.
Spray bottle.
That she says that, it the collection was in a big gulp cup, and then it got poured into the spray bottle. She's right. It was.
Oh.
Yeah, she has a better memory than me.
Unreal.
Yeah, you're telling me, huh?
Well, that is the 28-hour show. That's what it's all about. Crazy, wacky, weird moments.
God.
That was awesome. That Ashley's out of control. It's 10 minutes to 5 a.m.
Dang.
We've been going for 23 hours. About 23 hours.
Whew.
Woo!
Hey, Mikey, love the show. Been listening since the get-go, except for when I went into Albertsons and my headphone radio cut out. Who knew? This happened during Mom Knows Best, so I am very, very happy that it is being replayed now.
Hysterical.
Cannot wait to hear the sunburn story, in parentheses, again. And love Mikey's mom's laugh. She cracks me up. Thanks for the P1. Thanks for the P1 holiday. Signed, P1 Lore Dog. Lori. She smells like onions.
In all the glory.
Don't.
Made a cheddar.
Hey.
Your name's not Freddy. It's Eddie.
Shut up.
Eddie, you're my best friend.
No, I'm not.
Hey, Mikey, the Footloose viewing was totally awesome. Unfortunately, the DVD copy I rented from Hollywood Video somehow got stuck in my player. I have no idea how it happened, but your guys' commentary was hilarious, and it couldn't have made for a more awesome movie-watching experience. And the funny thing is, well, you know.
No.
Oh.
Signed, P1 Doan.
Doan.
That was my reusable line, Sky.
Oh.
You know, and the funny thing is, nice to tie off here. Lori.
Yeah.
Know your glory. You smell like onion.
I do not.
I hate Wuss Rock Jukebox, but you guys playing tonight was the best. The problem with this game is that some of your P1s aren't very bright. I love Sean more than anything, and knowing the words to Blame It on the Rain just reinforced why he is so freaking awesome.
Sean!
It was really hard syncing my Top Gun video. Yes, I said video. A 1986 original with your DVD. But once we got it, it was the best viewing of Top Gun I have ever experienced. And I've seen this movie about 600 times. I have never seen Footloose before tonight, but I will never forget it. I have been with you since 6 a.m.
Wow.
And I'm with you till the end. Love you for life.
Uh-oh.
P1 Robin. Does she mean it? Does she love for life?
I think she does.
All right. If she does, then we all form a line. And just like a gang, she walks down the middle of us and we all punch her.
Whoa. Uh-oh.
Like a gang, you know?
Well.
Blood in, blood out.
Yeah, but.
Oh, dude, that's how we do it with all our P1s.
I've never.
I don't.
Yeah, we all line up like in a row.
In a row?
Yeah, you know, and we form like a human alleyway of Mikey show, and then they walk down the middle, and then we, you know, we assault them. And then when they make it through, they're like our best friends. We hug, we cry, you know. And we passionately kiss on the forehead.
It's called jumping in, right?
Yeah.
Jump back. We gotta bring that saying back.
We do.
It was never a saying, though.
Jump back.
Jump back. Like, he said it so cool.
Yeah, like, jump back. Jump like, you back. Know that's the coolest thing you've ever heard.
Right?
Like, when he said it, the person that he was saying it to, he was also saying to them, like, you know that was the coolest thing you've ever heard. Don't try to deny how awesome that sounded.
Yeah.
Good early morning, guys. Woo! I've been with you since 6 a.m. your time. Can you believe these people that have been with us since 6?
No.
Are they for real?
Dude. Awesome.
And the reason I ask is because it's so hard for us. We do it because we have to do it. We can't stop. But people that have a choice,
right.
How do they do it?
Crazy.
I guess they feel like they don't want to miss something. Like the Ashley and Rob moment. That was a big moment. If they would have gone to bed, they wouldn't have heard it. Mm-hmm. Ashley getting upset. And then Eddie laughing because of the facial expression.
He always laughs.
That's hysterical. Yeah.
As soon as your voice cracks.
Laughs.
As soon as...
Yeah. And he doesn't just laugh, but he literally, like, convulses.
It makes him really laugh.
Into full on.
How could you not?
I think that if Eddie could buy
when
a CD of the best of, like, the...
If that came with, like, a DVD extra, I'd be the first
well,
in line,
if
dude.
It was, like, a DVD / CD.
Like, with a soundtrack? Oh. Where? I'd listen to it nonstop.
Because the facial expressions make you
what
laugh.
Face?
Dude, you get this ugly face when you cry.
Eddie.
I mean, it's like at the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark with the guy melting.
Like,
do you know what I'm talking about, Space Boy? Yeah. Like, that's Ashley's face when she cries,
Eddie,
and it's hysterical.
Ugly. Eddie, you call me ugly.
Yeah, cry.
Why did you call me ugly, Eddie?
Ashley, I think Rob did.
I have no comments. None at all.
You leave Britney Spears alone.
She's a human.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
Right now.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
Whoa.
She's not human.
She's a human.
Oh. No, she is not.
She's a human.
Prove it.
Leave Britney alone.
Gosh, calm down.
Okay, I'll leave her alone when she stops doing stuff.
Leave her alone.
So I'll leave her alone next week.
She's not well right now.
You know. You don't know anything. You don't know if she's well.
You're not friends
she's
with her.
She's a human.
You know him.
You don't know that.
You call him at home.
Call him at home.
And you go up on your dorsal fin like, wee. It was appropriate.
What just happened?
Ventura.
Ashley had a stroke. My God.
Go to the conference. Go do it. Anybody.
Blank.
What is happening?
We're going to do
Ace
Ashley
Ventura.
Impressions in a little bit.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Well, good. That was like a warm up then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cool.
Ew.
Do. Who's British?
She does a really good Simon Cowell.
Mary, do Simon Cowell.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh.
I want to practice.
Just, oh, we're just practicing?
Yeah.
Is this the warm up?
Yep.
Simon Cowell?
Yeah.
You're absolutely, absolutely horrendous. Off you go.
It's not bad.
You absolutely sound like a dog getting killed by my
swollen tongue or something.
Off you go. Yeah.
Like he's allergic to bee stings.
Wait.
And it stung his tongue.
Ash, that last part. Mm-mm. You had it like perfect. It's
until
like,
when?
It
until
sounded just
what?
Like him.
Until
utterly horrendous.
Like right.
Until the horrendous.
Like that's perfect.
That is right. Not perfect.
Yeah, dude, that's
I'm
like just
up.
Like.
What
a big difference.
That sounds just like Simon. Bro.
Utterly horrendous.
Utterly horrendous.
Yeah, you can
that's
tell the
like
difference.
Warmed stroke
up,
Simon.
Sean.
Yeah, dude, that is straight Lou Ferrigno.
They're identical.
It's deaf Simon.
She did, when she does the thing, she does it perfect, but when she gets to the very end of utterly horrendous, right at the
that
end of it, she loses
it.
When she starts, you mean?
No, when right at the end, but she...
Utterly horrendous.
Utterly horrendous.
Oh, right at the end.
Come on.
What?
Right at the
I
end.
Nailed
but
it
no, the
time.
Whole...
Utterly horrendous.
By the end, you mean the beginning, you're right.
No, the end.
No. You must be mistaken.
When she begins to form the words...
Yeah, that's what he means.
It goes downhill.
That's what he means.
No.
Right. Were they words?
My voice is jacked.
I know, mine too.
Let's do a little some of this.
Broadcasting from the Cricket Wireless Studios.
You're listening to 28 Hours of the Mikey Show.
On KIOZ, San Diego.
The following takes place between 5 a.m. and 6 a.m.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we're in the home stretch, man.
So slow, though.
Oh, man, we're in the home slice.
Yeah.
Sure, we shouldn't do the 22-hour show.
That sounds
great. I vote
great.
For that.
We would have had to stop 2 hours ago.
Well, cool.
I feel very strange.
It's because you are. Shawnee.
You did make a bend.
Shawnee, you're a referee. You'd like to be in the panda suit. Shawnee. You can also be a beaver.
Rob is not happy.
You're that's not funny?
No, it is. Hilarious.
Oh. Furry. Independent.
What's going on? I feel weird too, Sean.
You're like bagging on Ash.
No, I'm not. I learned my lesson.
Did you?
Not really. All right, let's
Mikey
go.
Mikey show.
And he's back.
Hello.
Hi. I just woke up, and I can't say I'm officially a P1, but I have a comment for Sean. It's a good one.
Is it positive. About a panda suit?
Sean.
It's positive.
Go ahead.
I have to say that I totally get it. I've never done it.
Huh.
But I saw a comic book once where Little Red Riding Hood was being humped by the big bad werewolf, and it was totally...
Thank you so much.
Where did
much.
She go? We were getting into the meat of the story, bro.
Yeah, she fell.
We accidentally got disconnected.
Oh,
what? How did that happen?
Dude.
She ran into a wall.
Big bad wolf.
What happened?
That woman was turned on by a cartoon of Little Red Riding Hood.
She never said that.
Oh, yeah, she did.
She was
basically.
She made it real, real clear.
No.
Yeah.
Real clear.
Pretty clear.
I gotta tell you. There's some comics I don't mind taking a look at.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
That's,
we're going to a weird
they don't
place.
Need to go any further than that.
Thank you.
P1 Gunslinger
Woodstock,
is online.
That's all I'll say.
Snoopy's friend?
Gunslinger?
Holy.
What up?
Talk to me.
I don't know.
Do you know another Woodstock,
Rob? I thought Gunslinger was on the line.
I did too. Hey, Gunslinger, thanks for hanging around, champ.
Yeah, champ.
I like how you get mad at them.
Mikey show.
It's like you call in. Hang on for a second. Sometimes we're in the middle of
like
a funny
like you call
hangout.
In, bro.
Yeah,
get it together, dude.
This is Spiller, everyone.
Let's watch another movie.
Oh, I'm down.
Okay, Sky's got me some new stuff.
All right. Way to go, Sky.
All right. What's going on in